بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله، نحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على أشرف الخلق وحبيب الحق المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our weekly program. We begin our program with our sincere dua to Allah تبارك وتعالى. May Allah تبارك وتعالى grant the family of marhum sabr and ajr. May Allah grant them sabr and ajr, and may Allah make it easy for those who are in difficulties. May Allah grant all our beloved marhumin jannatul firdaus and nur in the qabr inshallah. And we ask Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah make it easy for our hujjaj. Oh Allah, make it easy for them so that they can go and enjoy that mubarak ibadah of hajj. May Allah write for each and every Muslim the visit to Baytullah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them hajj mabrur and dhambum maghfoor and aibum mastur. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are planning to go for hajj. Oh Allah, grant them hifaza. May Allah grant them barakah and safeguard them and bring them home safely. And may Allah grant them hajj mabrur inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we say shukran that you're listening to our program and tuning to our program. And I'd like to thank my sound engineer tonight, Hafiz Bilal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward him and all our friends here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use all of us for deen. It's really make a sacrifice. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to pass the message of Allah. And may Allah accept that from all of us, those who are talking about deenullah and those who are listening about deenullah. May Allah make it easy inshallah. I'd like to say shukran to all our listeners from Roshni and our hometown Linasia, those who always listen to our program, and say shukran jazilan for your comment. And we'd like to say that our program is life program, and we are here just to share with you so many aspects of deen, and we like to hear from you. And many of our friends, they inspire us for the next topic for the following weeks. May Allah reward them. Before I go to my topic, just want to remind our listeners that when we talk on radio, this thing we call it raqa'iq. I don't know you heard about this word before. We have a fatwa program and we got da'wah program. So when we call da'wah program, it means encouraging people towards goodness. So this one year, you and I and everyone must encourage each other to do good, by the niyat that inshallah all of us will get the hidayat and sirat al-mustaqim, the one who preach and the one who is listening. That thing they call it da'wah. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idhati al-hasana. This ayah is for every Muslim to pass the message of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Balighu anni walau ayah." Pass about me even one ayah. Inform and make tabligh and let the people heard something about deenullah. So me and you, we got capability to pass the message of Allah and His Rasul. So it's not because we are talking, we are better than you or we know more than you. We just remind, and if you read Surah Al-Asr, you will know that إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. These two ayah, which it's very clear that there's no group to advise and to guide another group. We share that guidance. Tawasaw, it means enjoin the wasiyah and advice. Today I'm talking to you, tomorrow you talk to me. And in Islam we don't have a sender and receiver. We're sharing that deen, we're sharing the nasiha. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. We have to speak the truth. We have to give you the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without any agenda, without any personal opinion. We have to give it as is. That it's called the da'wah. Brother and sister in Islam, this week I received some requests from our sisters and brothers. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has tested people according their capability. And Allah knows that who's going to take it and who does not take it. Calamity, sickness, hardship is part of life. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did ask Allah to protect him from any difficulties and hardship. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did accept the dua of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah put Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also in some difficulties. Doesn't mean that anyone who's got a problem or sickness, it's a punishment of Allah. Why you say that? Because I got one long message from our respected sister that she's talking about the sickness. Her son, very ill. And we know that sickness is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created sickness and dawa and shifa and cure. There's nothing it's called that hopeless sickness, or there's no way to get rid of that sickness, even if that sickness gave the doctors and scientists hard time. Because Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah, the one who created that, also he created dawa. So sickness is part of life. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did seek protection Allah from sayyi'ul asqam, from that terrible sickness. And we ask Allah, Ya Allah, save us from a sickness we can't take it. And with this dua, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows that who can take that sickness and the one who cannot take that sickness. But it's a taqdeer of Allah. It's part of life. We see Anbiya, they got sick. It doesn't mean that Allah punished them. Pious people got sick. Innocent children got sick. Animals got sick. And some trees and plants got sick, and chicken and birds. So it is some test of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we know that we don't wish to get sick. And I want to tell you that so many ayat talking about sickness in Quran. Nabi Ibrahim said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we have a hadith in the kutub of hadith, like Bukhari and Tirmidhi and Muslim. It's called Bab Iyadatul Marid. There is a big chapter. It's called how to visit the sick and how to, what do you do when you get sick. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seek protection Allah from sickness, but not normal sickness, sayyi'ul asqam. We got a problem with the sickness that many people think that that sickness is a punishment from Allah, is a payment. And many people said, maybe I done something wrong and Allah punish me. And that thing is affecting our iman. Alright, we did agree now that innocent children, sinless children, before they born they got sick. Animal, they don't have haram and halal. Anbiya, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, got a double sickness. But even if it's, if you believe that this sickness is a punishment, what a lovely punishment. Compare that punishment with akhirah. So if you done something wrong and you got sick, that is a lovely punishment from Allah. It is a nice payment. You can handle it. And then Allah give you shifa. Who even you die with sickness, you become shaheed. So even if you want to count that sickness as a punishment of Allah, it's also easier than Jahannam. If you Don't want to get sick and wait for akhirah. The most important thing when we talk about sickness, we got two type of sickness. The sickness of the body and the sickness of the nafs. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also count that sickness of the nafs as a sickness, but not forgiving sickness. Or it doesn't draw any condolences and sympathy for the person. Imam al-Ghazali wrote a kitab, it's called Amrad al-Ruh, the sickness of the soul. Now when we talk about physical sickness or that body sickness, let Allah tabarak wa ta'ala encourage us to make sabr and to accept it as a part of life. But amradun nafs, in the heart, that sickness of the heart, I mean the sickness of behavior or that evil illness in our body or our heart. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. In their heart some sickness and Allah increased that sickness. Jealous, envy, shirk, pride and arrogance, hypocrisy, all that, they call it sickness, but that person is not ma'zur. You will be punished because of that sickness. So it's not acceptable sickness. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ask us to look after our body, not to hurt and harm any organs of our body because it is amana. That's why cleanness, wudu, ghusl, you must eat this, don't eat that, don't drink, don't put yourself in danger. Allah doesn't want me and you to get sick. I mean the physical sickness, the body sickness. And also even for amradul qulub, the sickness of that behavior or the sickness of conduct or that, they call it psychological sickness or that evil illness in our body, Allah doesn't want us to get that one. That's why I said don't make hasad, don't make shirk, you must clean your heart, don't have jealous and malice. Also he gave us the prevention. So if our body is amana, also our heart and our mind and our attitude is amana, Allah will ask me and you, why you have that problem? We born with no hasad and envy and jealous. We born clean, we born pure, we born healthy in our body and in our ruh and our nafs. But again, if you come back to that physical sickness, is a test of Allah. But that sickness on the heart, on the mind, is not a test of Allah. We brought it to ourselves. Someone wake up in the morning and got affected by flu. It's from Allah, and we have to wear the jacket and we have to do all our part. But if it happened, Allah will forgive you. It's a test from Allah. But that hasad and jealous and pride and arrogance, you think it's a is also a test from Allah? No, we got it for ourselves. Physical sickness is kafara. When it comes to you, Allah forgive you, wash you. La ba'sa tahurun inshallah. You say like that. No problem, is kafara, cleanliness, purity. But that jealous and hasad and malice and pride, never become kafara. It will be fazadahumullahu marada. They will get more evil and evil if he doesn't stop himself. Once you get a physical sickness, Allah will remove your sin, even a thorn, that mosquito bite. When his mosquito bite forgive our sin, what about the cancer operation, breaking bones, that or that sickness we heard nowadays? It's a unbelievable sickness. We got children, we got some sickness we never heard about it before. But that spiritual sickness, Allah mentioned that nafs in Quran 115 times. How can we protect ourselves from that unforgiving sickness, that evil? That physical sickness, When you got sick, Allah come closer to you. Allah come to entertain you and visit you. And you know that hadith, ulama, they mention it a lot, that in the day of Qiyamah, Allah will tell the person, Abdi, my servant, I got sick, you did not visit me. So the person will say to Allah, oh Allah, how you get sick, but you are Rabbul Alameen. Say, didn't you know that my servant so and so was sick? You didn't visit him. If you visit him, you would have found me there. It means Allah company the sick person. That's why when we see the person ill and he die with that sickness, we raise hope and we have yaqeen in Allah that this person is shaheed in Jannah. Reason why? Because Allah is next to him. And then when Malakul Maut come, I think Malakul Maut will deal nicely with that person, because Almighty Allah is attending that sakarat, and Allah watch. So I think inshallah that mayyit is accepted, because they got a very special care from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But someone got jasad, hasad and jealous and fire on his heart, you think that Allah is next to him. That's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Rabbana wala taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lilladhina amanu. O Allah, don't place on our heart any jealous or anger or hasad for those who believe. Why? Because you keep Allah far from you. Brother and sister in Islam, 99% of our marhumin is shaheed, inshallah shaheed. I got a hadith that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qatalahu batnuhu la yu'adhabu fi qabrih." Anyone who died with a stomach disease will never get punished in the grave. So I think if you look at all sickness come because of stomach. Al-ma'idatu baytud da'. The stomach is the home of all diseases. So you think which mayit did not die. When we die, the heart stop. So it's a stomach. It is a stomach. Physical sickness, Allah gave ijazah to that person to do the ibadah in different way than the healthy person. Read salah on a chair, or you break your fast on Ramadan if you are sick, you got sort of, you shorten your salah, you got so many rukhsah and ijazah for ibadah. But the other one, never. If he does the ibadat with this feeling, he won't get the full reward. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala encourage people to visit that physical sick person, and you will get ajr for that. An angel will make istighfar for you, and your dua is accepted for that person, and that person also his dua is accepted for you. And then you gain a lot. So when the sick person suffering from the pain, and he say, ah, the angel will write it as dhikr, Allah. So when the person say, ah, malaika will write it, Allah. He's like, ya Allah, dhikr. Moving on his bed, Allah will write it as a jihad fi sabilillah, fighting for the sake of Allah. Sitting on the bed, well, Allah will count it as i'tikaf. You are in i'tikaf. So what a lucky person when he invests in his sickness, and we believe that Allah is aware about that sickness. Is not unaware, he is aware. A sick person is a true slave of Allah. Why? Because he doesn't have that capability for all the haram. Physically is not fit. So that person, you call him an absolute slave of Allah. Sick person, physically, people love him and feel sorry for him. How many sickness bring the family together? And it was a means for people to reconcile. You visit in the hospital, you come like this. But that type of sickness, you think that bring the muhabba? You think that sickness of the ruh and the soul will let the people feel sorry, or the people hate him? You think that person, his dua is accepted? As we said, it is sickness in the heart, but Allah said you have to stop it. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. And many people say, how I can cure myself? He said, yeah, you can. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Million of people has changed. Don't lie and say, I can't, I'm arrogant. I'm proud, I have a pride because I'm like that. Never. You're never born like that. You pick up from your parents, from the society, you learn it. Million of people has changed. They were in drugs and changed. They were kuffar and changed. Not only that attitude, they changed. إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ وَإِنَّمَا الْحِلْمُ بِالتَّحَلُّمُ. Learning. Knowledge, you learn about it. You never find a person born in alim. And akhlaq and behavior and conduct, you learn it. We pick it. Well, plenty of people change. But to remain sick like that, no one will feel sorry for you. People will hate you. If you try to change your attitude and your behavior, Allah will count you as a mujahid, mujahadun nafs. That is called jihadun nafs. So Allah will question you about that effort, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will never help you until you help yourself. Brother and sister Islam, amradul qulub, or the sickness of that behavior, it's because of us, it's not from Allah. Allah commanded us to change ourselves. But the sickness that Allah asked us to go for medication. Brother and sister Islam, that is our taqdeer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah said, did the people think that we will allow them to claim and assume that we have believed without testing them? You think that Allah will allow you to say I'm a salih without writing unexpected test? Ask those people who want degree, who want a new post, or they want to elevate themselves at work. How many courses they do? How many training courses they do? Ask those who want to get the PhD. How many research they have done and books they read, and how many exams they wrote? Never get a status without fitna. Fitna means the test of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah commanded me and you to go to the medication to fix our physical sickness. Al-Harith bin Kalda, it's a Sahabi. He was a doctor. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Sahaba for him to try to examine them and to treat them. Abu Ramtha was a doctor. Aisha radiallahu anha, she was a practical doctor. You see, they ask you how you get this experience from that common sickness of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so many people come and treat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah sent us to find a way to medicate ourselves. That's why hospital, sometimes non-Muslim doctor also, it's a means of Allah. If Allah send us to medicate ourselves from that physical sickness which Allah excuse us, what about that spiritual sickness? We have to go. We must move to ask and find out and search for solution. It is Allah reward you if you try. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the ummah how to avoid that spiritual sickness, and he taught the ummah how to seek medication for that physical sickness. And you read the hadith about the herbs and honey and all that food which Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraging people, eat this, do not eat this, or any halal medication. That's why you said to the brother, there's nothing, it's called hopeless case or critical condition. For doctors there is a critical condition, but for Allah it's a Shafi. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was very polite to Allah when he said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I got sick, Allah gave me shifa. Actually, we don't get sick. But he doesn't want to refer the sickness to Allah. It's a part of adab, part of great manner of Nabi Ibrahim. Doesn't want to say, oh Allah, you make me sick. And then Allah said in Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We revealed in Quran, it's cure and mercy for the believer. So, there is a shifa for both ways in the Quran al-Kareem. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the ummah that do not pretend that you are sick. That's for those who are working, they got sick leave and all these things. لا تتمارضوا فتمرضوا فتموتوا. Do not lie and saying that pretend that you are sick, because you will get sick and you will die. So you can't you can't say my son was sick or my wife was sick. Don't lie. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked us to complain sickness to our beloved one as a part of sharing sabr, like he said to Aisha, wa ra'sa, oh my head. So that one Nabi Ibrahim said, inni saqim. But to make business with that sickness and you reporting Allah and complaining Allah to the creation of Allah, I don't believe that you won't have that a level of iman when you are doing that. We know that there are some sickness is very hard. But the more sickness you got, the more rahmah, more appreciation we get from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Fever. I got a hadith here that talking about fever is the share of the believer from the fire of Jahannam. When you got fever in your lifetime, khalas. That is your Jahannam. No Jahannam for you in Akhirah, because fever comes to each and every organ of your body, and each and every body part of the body is suffering. So our sin because of that type, our eyes, our head, our hand, so it's tahara. Narrated by Imam Ahmad and also Bukhari, that one man, Arabi, nomad man, came to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he found Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sick. So he said to him, what's wrong? He said, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I've been affected by Ummu Maldam. So that Arabi said, what's Ummu Maldam? He said, some sickness has a heat and hot between the skin and flesh. Lot of pain between the skin and flesh and all my body. So that man, he said, no, I never get that one. He means fever. I never get fever. When he walk away, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anyone want to see someone of Jahannam, look at this person. If you don't get fever in your lifetime and you don't make tawbah, you have to pay that sin in the day of Qiyamah. It means nar. And he's talking about fever, that when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave you headache and fever, it is kafara. It is kafara. It is tawbah and repenting. And sahaba, when they don't get fever in 6 months, they get worried. They said, oh, we need that fever. And ask the parents, the children, when they got fever, it's ilaj. The doctor said that fever, it strengthens the immune system. It gives a lot of power to the organs of the body. Allah knows. Allah knows. That's why we said to those who are ill, you've been selected by Allah, make sabr and ask Allah for shifa. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all our sisters and brothers in Islam shifa on kamil and sabr and ajr, inshallah. Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister Islam. And once again, we say shukran jazeelan that you're tuning to our program. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah rabbul izzat tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are ill. May Allah make it easy for them, and may Allah accept their sabr, inshallah. Brother and sister Islam, once again, we welcome all your SMSs and WhatsApp, and you can SMS me or WhatsApp me on 072-144-0717. Our program is live program. So inshallah, for any inquiry or any feedback or any correction, you can send it to me right now. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to accept any taqdeer of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister Islam, before the break, I was talking about how important that to accept the taqdeer of Allah, and it there's no other way beside to accept. There's no other way. If you got sick, what are you going to do? You complain and report, it won't work. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he asks us to make sabrun jameel, beautiful sabr. Sabr, it means you invest on that sabr. You make shukr, you make sabr, you got bounty of Allah, ni'mat of Allah, you make shukr, you get ajr. You got musibah and you make sabr, you get ajr. So sabrun jameel. And the ulama said, there's no taqdeer will walk away or removed until you have to accept it. You can strike and fight and you force that taqdeer to go. Nabi Ibrahim a.s., he did make sabrun jameel. Nabi Yaqub, sabrun jameel means you just accept. You have to accept to live and to enjoy life. Before the break, I was talking about the fever. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, he took his son to propose one girl. And then the father was showing off and saying, my daughter never get fever in her life. Sayyidina Umar said, no, don't want to marry this girl. How come? How come the person live like this, never get fever? The children got fever, that newborn baby got fever. So he said, no, naha shaitana. She's shaitana. Shaitan get sick. A sick person, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he was a blessing for the family. Especially those who got a severe sickness. Well, Allah grant them shifa. Visiting that person, imagine as a mother of that person, look after him. If you visit a person for 5 minutes, you know how many angels they make istighfar for you. What about if that person is a doctor? And he receive 50 patients a day, or he's just checking the patient in the hospital. Imagine a person just visit the sick person and he got that so much reward. What about the wife of that person, or the son of that person, the one who 24 hours under the surface of this sick person? Definitely the lot of istighfar. We call that person, be like a Rahma, the wife of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, you don't have only sickness. You got something, the Quran describe it as a dur. I don't know you heard about this dur. You know you got marad and you got dur. What is dur? Like ba'sa'i wa darra. Dur, sickness with the stress. Sickness with a problem. Sickness with poverty. So that person, you got so many people in our community, they got affected by dur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. The lady is sick and the husband divorced her. And then she got the children. And the children are very naughty, give her a hard time. And the brother don't give her inheritance. Look at this. Look at the problem. It's not a normal sickness, this. That's exactly what Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam lost his children, lost his wealth, chased away from his village, sick, can't work, no food, and his wife look after him. That is called dur. Rabbi anni massani ad-dur wa anta arhamur rahim. Brother and sister Islam, if you're really listening to me now, and I have to tell you this one, and Allah will question me and you about this word on the day of Qiyamah, that once you find that person who is afflicted by dur, not every sick person, we're talking about dur, that people, their wish just to sleep and to rest. We're not talking about holidays, money, changing car, buying house. His dream just to get some afiyah and peace of mind, just to sleep or to find his tablet. These people, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from the seventh heaven, encouraging me and you to go and try to ease his way. Never ever heard about person who's been afflicted by dur, and again I'm repeating dur, sickness with poverty, sickness with a family fight, sickness with some calamity else, that's called dur. It's not sickness, it's not a normal sickness. We got some man, may Allah grant shifa, family look after him, he's happy, children around him, whatever he needs, they run to get it for him. He's in the best hospital, going for holiday, family around him. Alhamdulillah. But what about a person is foreigner, has no family around, Oh, family don't talk to him. Plus, children need food. Plus, he can't work. And people, he don't want to take zakat. And you find that person suffering and struggling. That is called a dur. We must run to that person to give him quickly before the azab of Allah will come to all of us. Or because of that rain will stop coming to dunya. Brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah Rabbul Izzat Tabarak wa Ta'ala soften the heart of the ummah for that type of sick people. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant them shifa so that they can get out of that dur. Make dua, never lose hope. There's nothing, it's called hopeless case. That doctor can say that, but Allah is above the doctors and medicine. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave ijazah to the sick person to get certain type of ibadah. And Allah asked me and you to make sabr and to have some tolerance for the sick person. And when you make sabr for the sick person is sadaqah. And Allah said in the Quran, لَيْسَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَى حَرَجْ وَلَا عَلَى الْأَعْرَجْ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجْ. There is no taklif and burden for a sick person. Sick person, it means we have to accept and we have to understand that he's under pressure. Yes, brother and sister Islam, this person got under pressure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. And I'd like to say shukr for all our friends who send WhatsApp and messages. And may Allah give shifa, kamil and ajil, ghayra ajil to all our mothers and our sisters, inshallah. But I want to tell my sick people, those who are listening to me, sickness is from Allah. And you are the slave of Allah. So you have no right at all to use it against Allah or to complain Allah and to be lazy. When we say lazy, it means you don't want to do ibadah because you're sick. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we don't want to fight Allah with his taqdeer. No. Many people, because they are sick, they take advantage. They are lazy for salah. They make some haram. They take chance. Never. You are the slave of Allah, malaika with you, and you're very close to Allah, and he's watching you. And I'd like to say to all those who are ill, you must make shukr that your sickness in your body, not in your deen and iman. Many people die kuffar. So you are excused, sick person. You are most welcome by Allah and make shukr that sickness did not come to your heart. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. I want to tell the sick person, it's not a punishment of Allah. It's not a revenge from Allah. It's just ibtila. As Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sick. If you say the sickness is a punishment, what about Nabi Ayyub? You know, Anbiya, they are sinless. Anbiya, they don't have any problem with Allah. So what type of revenge this? Test like any test on money, test on any type of ibtila, temptation from Allah. Those الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. What a lovely ayah. When Allah praises those who accept that type of any type of calamity by saying إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Allah said, indeed these people, Allah will praise upon them. You know, like Allah will mention their names on Arsh of Allah. ورحمة. Allah will let them understand why they are like that. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Indeed, this is the absolute guided people. As I said, it's a test from Allah, but test is not bad. When the children writing test, that day is shorter than normal study day. They just get 2 hours and go home. But the problem, the children don't like the test because of the result. People hate the time of exam because there is a problem after that. So we see, that's called test from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We want to see how you deal with it. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala asked me and you to write so many exam and tests in our life, with the people, in our children, in our wealth, in our deen. Plenty. Ask those who are doing sports, those who are obtaining the championship, those who are doing swimming, or those who are running, how much training do you got? How much? Those who are running and racing, or those who are in gym, you see how many hours they are carrying and sweating. You can't get muscles without effort. Not normal effort, a heavy effort. We know that even if the sin is tawbah, the sickness is tawbah, so alhamdulillah, and what a lovely tawbah this. If you don't do it, so it's darajat, status. Allah want to upgrade you. Sickness is a safety from Jahannam. Yes. Sickness and calamity, Allah want you to come back to Him more and more. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So sickness remove the heedlessness, make you away. You will say, Ya Rabb, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And some ayah said, يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. You may come back to me. Squeeze you to come back to me. Sickness is a cleanness of the heart. Yes, you will change. You will change. I don't know if the sickness doesn't change the person. The ulama, they call him fajr. You got cancer and you don't make salah. You have a terrible disease and you're not ready to meet Allah. Oh, that is fajr. Sickness grant you something you will never get it by normal time. It's called shafaqa, the mercy of the people and mercy of Allah. People will feel sorry for you. And then the sign of the love of Allah, Nabi Muhammad SAW said, when Allah loves some people, ibtalahum. Sickness become a means for reconciliation between you and Allah, or reconciliation between you and your family members. They come, they go to the hospital, they come to give salam and to make ziyarah. How many sickness was a cause for peace in the family and reconciliation? That's why you said to the brother, reconcile before sickness and in sickness before the day of Qiyamah. Oh, now what about my friend who sent one now WhatsApp to me and said, maybe it's a test of Allah. No problem. But how you know there's a test? Who told you that it's a test for, the punishment of Allah? Who told you that? We're just getting the test of Allah. If it's punishment of Allah, we do accept. If it is test to elevate our darajat, alhamdulillah. Also, but the ulama, they were writing a little bit about that. If you feel it's punishment, so you must understand that also is mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Well, sometimes Allah just tests you like that to in the beginning of your imani time, or to confirm your iman, or to increase your iman. Yes. Or maybe the sickness itself is a test to see how you're going to react. So Allah wants a practical proof from you that you did accept the test of Allah. Many times the test of Allah, it was meant as a sharia. All the action of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant to be rules, sharia. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. Indeed, in each and every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, good or bad, it was a role model. It was example for us. Aisha radiallahu anha, when she been accused of that hadith, if the innocent of lies, it's sympathy for the entire women. When Jibreel alayhi salam stopped coming to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a test, not for the Nabi, test for the Muslimin. You got abrogated ayat in Quran, you got so many incidents in the life of Rasulullah, was a test. Like miraculous journey of Isra wal Mi'raj, Allah wants to see who's going to believe and not to believe. And we have another test in your aql, in your mind. How are you going to follow? Tayammum, we bring the dust to our body. Wudu, we remove the dust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just put, you want to test your aql. You got many people through stoning the Jamarat. You got so many ibadat. Maghrib is 3 rak'at, Isha is 4, Fajr 2. You want to, Allah wants to see, will you submit yourself to Allah or you're going to talk? And then we got a test of Allah. It's called a warning, alert. So Allah wants to make you aware to come back quickly before you die. You get a little bit of sickness so that you make tawbah and you meet Allah clean. And that happened a lot. Happened a lot that when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves the person, he make him awake before he died. He must sort out his problem before he died. Problem through that calamity day. And we got test, it's called the test of tamkin. What is tamkin? Allah give you test through the ni'mah. You want to see how you behave. Also that is ibtila, worse than the sickness. Someone was very poor, very good with the people, enjoy his life, suddenly got rich. Now he ran away from his area, location, don't know his friend, is gone. Someone who has nothing and now Allah give him authority, he give him leadership, money, health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave it even to Anbiya. وَإِذَا ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has tested Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, what should we do now? Should we do? We must cure ourselves. But I still saying that spiritual sickness is the worst. Because it's very difficult to deal with it because it's invisible. When you got a skin problem, you got injury in your body, the doctors teach it and treat with medicine. But what about that arrogant person? What about that person who got evil in his heart? This one need a lot of effort. 5 times salah is part of medication. Dua is part of medication. Wudu is part of medication. Tahajjud and qiyamul layl, sadaqah, helping people, doing good, dhikrullah, reading the Quran, study and talk about that sickness, change your companion, change your environment, make jihadun nafs, try to accompany the pious people. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah rabbul izzah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us and grant us shifa in our soul and shifa in our body, inshallah. Brother and sister Islam, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all our marhumin jannatul firdaus because of their sickness and use that sickness as a intercession and shafa'ah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant shifa to all our brothers and sisters. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are suffering from any type of sickness. Ya Allah, grant them shifa min indik. Shifa from you, ya Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them sabr. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant the family of the sick person reward and sabr to assist and to gain that barakah and ni'mah and thawab from them, inshallah. Brothers, sisters, Islam, our time is up. Inshallah, we'll see you next week. On your behalf, I'd like to say shukran for Uncle Muhsin and Hafiz Bilal and all our friends here on Radio Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use them for khidmatuddin. May Allah grant them for the sabr and their assisting to me. May Allah make it easy for all of us to pass the message of Allah and His Rasul. Till we see inshallah next week. Shukran jazeera. I'd like to thank our respected listeners from Soweto and my students on Darul Quran and all my students who are listening to me. May Allah reward you. Till we see you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.